Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler.
Boy, and did I hear hollering last night. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being with me today on this hump day. It's Wednesday, and unfortunately, the smoke is rolling back in. My eyes are burning this morning. Oh, I hope you had a good night last night. I did. I went to a party. Woo! And we had so much fun. Good food, good people, lots of fun prizes. People got their choice of what they want. We did a lot of Trump trivia. Well, actually, it was just political trivia. And I just felt like everybody was a winner for being there. Because this is the real part of the elections, is sitting with others and listening to their comments. Talk and text line 884-9910. And of course, always Monica at 991fmtalk.com. My take on last night? I was really disappointed in my president. Because all he had to do was not talk over Biden, and Biden would have just, you know, blown himself up. Because his answers were ridiculous. And people know that. Even CNN did some fact checking, pointing out that Biden was wrong on a bunch of stuff. But it was interesting because my husband and I were driving home, and he's not really a political person. I take on the politics in the family. And he's like, God, I don't want to see that again. That was just, ugh. So I just said, it's an easy fix. I guess I look at it from being in the industry. Chris Wallace, he was debating the president more than Joe Biden was, which I found extremely disappointing. It went to show Trump was right that, you know, Chris Wallace just for something like that is not a good moderator. I had hope, but didn't come through. So this is what you do. We have this little thing here called a cough button. I don't know if you can. It turns off my mic just for a second. Doesn't turn the system down that I can just, you know, clear my throat or whatever. Sometimes I forget to use it and I apologize. But it's very easy. You have a shutdown on both mics. And then Martin said to me, well, but then you're going to be criticized because you have somebody else's mic off, you know, more often than the other one. And then people are going to point that out. Then no, you get somebody in there who knows what they're doing and you give Trump 2 minutes. Then you go to Biden. If Trump starts talking over him, you turn his mic down, you turn it off, you hit the cough button. And then you give, you know, time for the other person to rebuttal. Being a moderator is not hard. We have the technology and the equipment not to have all this talking over each other, which really disappointed me. Trump is better than that, but he's also passionate. So, and that's what I appreciate. But the answers that were coming out of Biden's mouth and the answers that weren't coming out of his mouth. That's a distraction. I said, really? You can't answer a question that your party has already said they're going to do. Pack the Supreme Court. I really wanted to hear Biden's answers because they were so far off the wall and not a whole lot of fact-checking with Wallace on Biden. That's why these debates are just comical and disrespectful. Because here Biden is, you know, all about respect and blah. And then you call the president of the United States of America, who was elected and is supported by half of the people in this country. Yet you call him the worst president we've ever had, and you call him a clown. What does that make you? If anybody said that, again, you go back, if anybody said that about Obama, they would be roasted in the news. Roasted. They probably lose careers. But Biden gets away with it. Hunter gets away with it. Won't answer questions about Hunter. They've been debunked. They've been debunked. No, they haven't. They've been proved. The documents are out there. You're so worried about, you know, tax documents that supposedly have been leaked now. So why does he need to release them? They've been leaked. I think he's waiting to put them out at a certain time. You know, I do believe that Trump does things purposely. Purposely. He'll put him out there when the time is right. He loves to see the media get all up into a fury, you know, work themselves all up, just like Biden. But it's easy to have a debate that's civil. Chris Wallace kept attacking the president for interrupting and didn't really give the same treatment to Biden. He would just say, sir, let me. I was disappointed. I want to hear what the views are. I want to hear what the plan is moving forward. Not blame and not trying to take credit for other people's accomplishments. Because that's all that Biden and Obama have done from day one. When something is going good, they take credit for it. If something turns and goes bad, then they put the blame back on Trump. When it's good, it's their economy. When it's bad, it's Trump's economy. And can somebody explain to me what the hell a K recovery is? I know what a V recovery is, but a K? What? That was just the stupidest thing. But here's the deal. What we're experiencing now just goes to prove that with or without coronavirus, Trump knows how to stimulate this economy. He knows how to get people back to work. He knows how to bring manufacturing back from China and other countries back to this country, which the Democrats completely gave up on. You know, the whole magic wand thing. He didn't need that. He just has good business sense. It is a proven fact from record that the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, they sold this country off to the highest bidder. And that bidder, who came forward with the cash and the cheap product for American companies, was China. And they do that at the expense of their own people. You know, China has a deep state too. Russia has a deep state. That's what every single country in this world is working with, is a deep state, a shadow government. The reason Trump is so hated is because he's pulling that curtain back. If you want to talk about the debate, the pros, the cons, by all means, talk and text 884-9910. I, on the other hand, would rather go after local issues because we have a lot of interesting things going on right here at home that if we don't pay attention to, we're going to be in big trouble. Like our election and our votes. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's more fun, too. I don't have to retake selfies. Oh, yeah, sitting here with no makeup on, no problem. Love it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Frank this morning. Frank wants to talk about, the debate. Hi, Frank.
Hey, I sure appreciate you taking my call. You're wonderful. Love you, listen to you every day.
Thank you, Frank.
I have a couple of comments. Number one, I was somewhat fearful when I heard Chris Wallace was going to do this because Chris Wallace has a history with Donald Trump, mm-hmm. and he's very, very hard on Donald Trump. I believe Chris is a Democrat, mm-hmm. even though yeah. he's with Fox News. Just like his dad was, Mike Wallace. A lot of people don't know that his dad was Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
Chris is very hard on Donald Trump, and he showed it one more time last night.
Oh, yeah. At times, it was like he was debating the president and not Joe Biden.
Exactly. And I think this is done for a reason. I don't dislike Chris Wallace, but I believe he overcompensates for the simple reason that he wants to come across as fair, but then he overcompensates by doing that so that he's tougher on Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he did that exactly last night. I don't believe he was fair to Donald Trump. I believe that, like you just said, he debated Donald Trump more than he did on Biden. And I think it was too much one-sided because of all those reasons. I missed you last night. I wanted to come and see you last night.
Oh.
I had a whole day of work and couldn't get there, but boy, did I want to be there and come and see you. I heard all about it.
You're such a sweetheart. We missed you, Frank. It was an awesome time. And Frank, yeah, I think that when he was asking questions of Trump, as opposed to when he was asking him of Biden, he was a little more antagonistic with the way he worded questions to Trump. So I totally agree with you. So you have an awesome day, and we'll do it again. Give you another opportunity to come out and hang out with us. So Frank, you have an awesome day. Thanks for calling in today. It's what it is. Isn't that one of Trump's lines last night? It is what it is. You know, you can't go back and you can't change things. But I do want to have some fun today. Okay. Our poll question today at 991fmtalk.com. 2020 has been described in so many ways to me as like a sci-fi movie or a bad movie. I want to know what you think. Go to 991fmtalk.com. If 2020 were a movie, what do you think it would be? Already have a great answer on there. Grumpy Old Men. I think that was more of the debate last night rather than 2020 in general. But what do you think? 991fmtalk.com. The majority of yesterday's question, are you going to watch the debate? Almost 70%, yes. 30%, nah. Same old. Another good answer, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Actually, I would put that to the Gates Foundation, you know, getting after us. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Terry this morning. Wants to talk about the debate. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Monica?
Good.
Yeah, I feel the way that you do. I was disappointed the way that Donald was doing. I think after watching him all for this 4 years, I think I can figure out what's going on with him. He's tired. They've been attacking and going at him nonstop. And you could see, because I watched all the debates of last year, he was much more sharper. And, you know, now it's like, wow, I've got so much on my mind. How can I say that? I've been there. How can I say what I want to say? Because there's so much coming at me with my thing with him last night.
He had a full day of work. Joe Biden had a full day of napping, you know, so I think that's a great observation.
And 7 days a week, the man works most of the time. Yeah. And he's talking about golf. He's out of his mind. Yeah. But anyway, that's my little tiny rant. And
I love the rant. Thank you, Terry. Thanks for calling in. I love the rant. It was perfect because that was a great observation. And people don't talk about that. They talk about him playing golf. And, you know, seriously, Obama did nothing and then would go play golf. Trump works 24/7. My God, a third Nobel Peace Prize nomination. The man is working himself to death, and I hope not, because he's got another 4 years he's got to do this. So let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Mark this morning. Mark, what were your thoughts on last night's debate?
A little disappointed. My first point that I want to make is I think the debate should have stopped when Biden said Antifa is an idea instead of a terrorist organization. It should have been all over right there. The cuffs should have been put on Biden, and that should have been the end of him right then and there. But my second point is this. When you're at war, the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure your opponent knows they're going to get destroyed. And that's exactly what Trump did. He made sure Biden knew you have no chance at all whatsoever in this world, in this universe, to make any points that's going to make any sense, and I will dominate you. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, you could tell Biden was scared
out of his mind.
Well, but he was also getting drained. You know, by the time the debate was over, he looked like he couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, you mean when his wife carried him off the stage?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's my disappointment. the Second Amendment was not even brought up. That just, that I wanted to just shut the debate off because it made me sick to my stomach. The Second Amendment did not even get notice, a notice, not nothing, nothing.
Yeah, and it just, you know, they didn't even, of course, I wish Trump was a little bit quicker on that, that, you know, Biden brings up Charlottesville, they always do that. And, you know, the one woman that was hit as the and killed as the guy was trying to get out and, you know, move people. The Black Lives Matter organizer who literally just plowed into Trump supporters because that person wanted to become a martyr. You know,
yes.
There's the difference. And yet that wasn't brought up.
And then they wonder why, with all these protests, why we carry our ARs locked and loaded with us. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. All right, Mark.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I was disappointed. And yeah, you should have heard in our party the gasp for air when Biden said that about Antifa. People were in absolute disbelief that he would actually say that.
Can you really believe that we are about to have a president that is going to honor Black Lives Matter and Antifa? He is going to put them on a pedestal. They are going to run our country.
No, we're not. Not if I have any say in it. No, we are not.
Armstrong and Getty have already given Trump his walking papers.
Well, they didn't like Trump this whole 4 years, so I'm not surprised about that. I'm not giving him his walking papers.
Today was my last day listening to those two idiots. I'll never listen to them again.
Well, as long as you keep it turned on at 10 o'clock, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're a patriot. Are you kidding me? I won't miss a minute. Well, you have to miss a minute because I got to work. But other than that, I won't miss a minute.
All right. Mark, thanks for the call. Let's take a quick Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. I miss Joe Camel. Gosh, taking the fun out of things. They complain about direct advertising to kids and, you know, having cartoon characters, and then they put smut in the share program. Seriously? Talk about manipulation. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. So whatever you want to talk about. I got a couple of local issues that I want to touch on today, but the consensus of phone calls seems to be talking about the debate, which is totally fine with me. 884-9910. Today's poll question, if 2020 were a movie, which would it be? Which one do you think it would be? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, are you going to watch the debate? Are you going to listen to the debate? 82% said yes. My numbers were a little bit off earlier. 82% said yes. 18% said no. I don't know. I think Vance is right. Vance sent me a quick email here. Exactly what I expected. 2016, I voted for a wrecking ball. President Trump has no respect for Chris Wallace, and it showed, which I think is vice versa, actually. I suspected his plan was to agitate and fluster Biden, and he did. The next couple of debates, I expect President Trump to be not so combative. His behavior last night will not change my mind. Vance, I'm totally there with you. It's not going to change my vote or my mind, so this is what we get. Let's see. Good morning, Monica. What irked me off last night? It's not quite the word they use, but, you know, oh, so I don't care. It's your text. What pissed me off last night is that nobody ever mentions the CDC saying that only 6% of the COVID cases are deaths from COVID only. All the rest had pre-existing complications. I'm not sure why President Trump didn't correct Biden each time he said it. My opinion would be that Trump was letting Biden hang himself. You know, that's what he believes. If you want to debate H1N1, you know, 30%, I think 38% of children died with H1N1. So it was much deadlier to children, as this virus isn't. I mean, 85 and older, that is the directed target. So, yeah, they don't throw out those numbers, which is very disappointing. Actually, the news doesn't even throw out those numbers. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Frank this morning. Wants to talk about the voting rules. Hey, Frank, thanks for calling.
Yeah, how you doing, Monica?
Good, good, good. I hope you are, too.
Oh, it's wonderful. In my age, being alive is just wonderful.
me opening up my eyes, this made it a perfect morning.
Yep. They have, I was just going on the question 4 on the voting thing in our sample ballot.
Uh-huh.
And I was noticing something in there that all the new rules that they had listed that they wanted to replace the old ones with, but the old ones had one in there that didn't show up on a new one, and that was citizenship. If you read the digest on that thing, you can see it.
Oh, okay. I'll go and look for that, because that's what they're getting through. Okay, they're taking something out that they're not pointing out.
Exactly.
Frank, you are the best. You are the best. I know they put the NRS is there, but like anybody's going to go look those up and do that much work. But Frank, we have people like you that that help out. So thank you so much for that tidbit, and I'll make sure that I pass that on to everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Frank.
Thing I got for you.
What's that?
There's a Trump and taxes. That's a Democratic play in the playbook. They did the same thing to Romney. Harry Reid came out and said, oh, he never paid his taxes. And when it was all done, they went to Harry Reid and he said, you know, that wasn't true. And his answer was, he didn't win, did he?
Yeah.
So you know it's... that they'll lie just to try and get through.
You know, you'd think that if there were problems with Trump's taxes, maybe the IRS would have said something every year from his filings, you know, that he would be in trouble or something. But he hasn't been. So what does it matter? As long as he's playing by the rules that the Democrats set in place for taxes, what does it matter how much he actually pays? They don't seem to be focusing on the fact that Biden, you know, gets away with his S corporation and not paying taxes into Medicare or into Social Security. It's just a stupid ploy. And Frank, thank you for pointing it out so more people will understand that. It's always taxes, 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 because they're the tax and spend party. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Kenny this morning. Kenny wants to talk about the debate. Hi, Kenny. Thanks for calling today.
Hey, good morning, Monica.
I love your enthusiasm, Kenny. You are awake and ready to go.
I'm out in the field working. You know, I just wanted to bring up, I'm the millennial patriot. It's been a while since I've called in, but there is so much I'm just kind of really disappointed about with this election the debate that went on last night. You know, I feel like America, the media, they have such little respect for, let alone just saying government alone, they don't have respect even for even just the president. And
Yeah.
And it showed clear last night, and it just kind of really irked me. It's like, you know, I mean, golly, like it was so unclassy, and there was no points were proven, and it just felt like Trump was just, he was debating not only Joe Biden, but Chris Wallace. Like, what the heck? Like, are you kidding me? It was a giant crapshoot, and it just was nothing got resolved. Nothing got answered. All it was just a bunch of screaming. It was a screaming match, you know? And I feel like Trump is exhausted, you know, because you got to think about it. In the last 3.5 years, ever since he started, actually maybe 4.5 years, when he said he was going to run for president, everybody attacked him, and they have not yet stopped, you know? Yeah. And as Americans, like, we should be livid. The Trump supporters, I know we're the silent group. We're not the ones going out burning up towns and stuff. But we should be livid at our government and at our media and at Fox News for letting Chris Wallace take over the debate, you know, narrate it and stuff. I'm just, I don't know. As a millennial patriot, I am just beyond upset. I'm totally livid of what happened.
Well, you should be, especially, you know, that media is there for us. They are there to protect us and get us the answers that we need. And the mainstream media does not do it. We have to be our own investigative reporters now. And it's sad. But I disagree with you, because I think two very strong points did come out of the debate. And that is that Biden thinks that Antifa is just a thought. It's not an actual organization. And,
well, yeah, but
you know,
didn't you see how Chris Wallace, he muttered over it. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't allow anything to be debated. Like, they were protecting Joe Biden from answering any kind of, they protected him from being accountable for his questions being asked.
Yep.
You know, it's
yep.
just, I don't know.
And,
it's
you know,
ridiculous.
Yes, ridiculous. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Kenny, get back in the fields. I know you're working, but thanks for calling in today. I appreciate your time.
Take care.
You too, hon. All right, let's talk about Junior. Junior's in town today, so Frederick's on the line. Hey, give us all the details, Frederick, on Junior's rally today at 4 o'clock.
Hey, Monica. Yeah, thanks for having me. So doors open at 4. He's supposed to go on at 5, and we're putting together a little parade, flag parade, to go over there. We're going to meet at 2:30 at the Grand Sierra Resort parking lot just over there by the Bank of America at Mill Street. So we'll be there at 2:30 and departs at 3, and we're going to parade over there together.
That sounds fantastic. So, let Junior know that he's supported, as well as the entire family. That we got the families back, you know, Ivanka, Eric, Junior, Tiffany. That was actually one of the trivia questions last night. What was the youngest daughter's name? Tiffany. And everybody knew it. So that's how
right
involved
on.
We are with this family. So, Frederick, thank you so much for the update. Can people still sign up, do you know, to attend the rally?
I was just on their website, and it looks like you can still register at this moment.
Okay, perfect. So it's events.donaldtrump.org?
Events.donaldjtrump. And sorry, I can't see. I think it's .com, though.
.com, okay. I'll double check on that and look.
DonaldJTrump.com, yes. Events.donaldjtrump.com.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Frederick. Appreciate the update. And it's going to be a great day for a rally supporting our president.
Thank you. And again, we'll be out this Saturday for MAGA Drag the Interstate. So I know you've got the information. If you need it again, let me know.
Nope. I got it right here in front of me so I can keep promoting it. Thanks, Frederick.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
day.
You. Bye-bye.
You know, this is... This is hard because we are fighting literally so many different things right now. Misinformation on COVID and the whole political upheaval the Antifa nightmare, the BLM nightmare. There are so many things going on around the world that you should know about too. And there are so many things going on here at home. You know, one of the things, especially in, and I think everybody needs to follow this in every single neighborhood. AgriHood proponents are conducting a survey for Douglas County. The question period for the project opens up on Thursday, so tomorrow. This is the thing. If you know what's going on with Buckeye Farms at Park Ranch in Douglas County, they want you to comment on an agricultural-based neighborhood. So, you know, the neighborhood surrounds the land. The decisions you make now are the decisions that are going to be carried on into the future and can be changed. So when you start letting agricultural land go off into developments and to developers, there are no guarantees. Just like we've seen over here with the lakeside tennis courts that used to be there. Developer said, nope, those are staying, no problem. Sold the project. Boom. Now they're gone. Just because you vote to keep something one way now doesn't mean that it's not going to change in the future. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. 884-9910. Check in with Margaret this morning. Margaret's got a couple of comments on the debate. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, good morning, Monica. I listen to your show a couple days a week. I just want to say I'm absolutely appalled at the debate last night. I was screaming. Trump was just radical. There's no other word for it. I'm appalled at the fact that he wasn't dignified about anything. He just was radical. Not that I'm going to change my vote, because he's still going to get my vote. But, you know, we can't let Biden and this Democratic Party win. There's so many issues that have not been discussed with the Democratic Party of what they're really going to do to us when they get in, which is the RFID chip, the world power situation that's going to take over, this Kamala Harris that's going to take place when they do get elected, and they're going to pull Biden out. Nobody realizes that's going to happen. And I am so stressed out, I can't even sleep anymore because it's just so much there, and no one's listening. And it's starting to really piss me off.
Margaret, you've got to get some sleep, girl. I mean, whatever you can do, because this is going to keep happening. You know, people talk about the new norm. I think this contentious type of rhetoric that the media keeps putting out and dividing us, I think this is going to continue into the future. This is going to be the new norm. So we need to know how to do our own research, and we need to just stick with our votes and, you know, move on from there and get a good night's sleep, girl.
Well, all we can do is hope that, you know, there's so many seniors out there, but, you know, there's only like, say, 95% seniors left in this world versus the millennials that are behind us. And, you know, these kids need to wake up and listen. And they need to start research. They need to know what exactly is going to go on with the Democratic Party, because they're not doing that right now. And that's my fear, that we're going to lose our freedom over this. And I'm 73 years old. I'm not ready to lose my freedom yet, to tell you that for sure.
And you know, and unfortunately, the millennials are going to have to learn the hard way. So, Margaret, thanks for calling today. I got to take a quick break here, but, you know, spa day. Spa day. You need it. Thanks, Margaret. You too.
I hope November 3rd is a great day. Thank you.
It will be. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Great answer on our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. If 2020 were a movie, which one would it be? Nightmare on Elm Street. It just, we try to wake up, but it just keeps coming at us. Let's go to the phone lines real quick and check in with Pat this morning. Pat's got a comment on the debate. Pat, thanks for calling in. Pat, you still there? Oh, it looks as though we lost Pat. All right, Pat, hopefully if you're still listening, give us a call back. We're going to wrap up this segment, be back in the 11 o'clock hour. If you want to continue on with the debate, that's absolutely fine. I want to talk about what you want to talk about. And if you want to get your feelings out, that's great. But I do want to let you know that there are things going on here at home that we need to take a good long look at. And that especially holds true for the election, for the voting. If you have not volunteered or signed up to be a poll watcher yet, this is something that Trump pointed out during the debate. We need poll watchers out there. And if you're interested in doing it, contact your local GOP office. So whatever county you live in, we need to make sure that no shenanigans are going on at the polls. And if you want to volunteer and get the training that it needs to be a vote counter, that is a different thing. So contact the Registrar of Voters office in your county and see how you go about doing that. Also, the Registrar of Voters office and the Secretary of State have a lot more information that you need about the ballots and about your voting. So stick around, and I'll explain that to you coming up after this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.